And even if you were reincarnated, it is possible in the middle of negative thinking or in the middle of a drama with your spouse to suddenly know what's happening. That means some of your consciousness has stepped out of the form and is there as pure awareness. Before it was totally trapped in the form. And then when you suddenly see what's happening, that means what's happened there, some consciousness has stepped out of the incarnation and is there as pure consciousness watching. And there you are, the angry entity screaming, "Oh, look at that." And then it can't go on for that much longer, because when there's awareness there, presence, which is simply the still watcher, then it can't very well renew itself much longer, because it needs your unawareness, it needs your complete identification with it to really renew itself. So then it quickly subsides, it goes, okay. Well, that was good, at least I woke up in the middle of it. Sometimes you wake up afterwards. There it was. Too late. But it's not really too late, because at least I'm awake now. Next time, maybe I can catch it a little earlier. And then next time it comes, there it is. And you can sometimes see how a little event can be used as an excuse by the pain body. Just a tiny thing going wrong. Somebody slams the door in your face. And there's a reaction far greater than the relatively insignificant event. And that's because the pain body was waiting for something. So shining the light of attention, of consciousness on it is all that's needed. Then you don't reincarnate completely into it every time and renew the old cycle. It's always the same. Always the same. If you're not present, in 30 years' time, you'll still have the same episodes with your wife or husband. Or it may be a new wife and a new husband, but it'll be the same. And the strange thing is, you look for somebody, say you get a divorce finally, I can't live with this pain body anymore. I mean the one that I live with. You still have your own. And so you get divorced and say, okay, now my next husband or wife, I'm going to choose somebody who doesn't have a pain body, who is conscious. And then you meet somebody who looks conscious. They've done spiritual work for 25 years. And then you start living together, and within about 4 weeks, you will encounter an aspect to that person that wasn't supposed to be there. So that's the challenge of the pain body. Whether you are in a relationship or not, it'll be there.